Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's OMF on EEI.
I'm going to make the hot take right now. I'm going to do the Max Kellerman 3 years in advance. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
A 3 year advanced hot take. Jimmy Garoppolo, 3 years from now, will be back with the New England Patriots.
No, okay.
He will, all right. He will struggle. Look. Yeah. The siren's going, baby. Right.
That was November 6, 2017. Fast forward.
You're almost there.
To 3 years. Yeah. So the reason I made that prediction at that time was all I had to do was look at the contract of Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yep.
Jimmy Garoppolo has to be great with San Francisco to satisfy that contract. So it was a 5-year deal. 3 of those years were guaranteed. The guarantees were $74 million. And guess what? After this year, they will have all been satisfied. So therefore, the 49ers have to make a decision in the offseason. Do we bring back Jimmy Garoppolo at $25.5 million? Or do we let him walk and take a cap hit of $2.8 million, which is nothing? I think he's got to be great. Do either one of you guys think he's been great or very good for the 49ers?
I think he's been all over the place, to be honest with you. I think he's...
What's the average? Okay.
Well, I think...
Mediocre?
Okay, so what's the most important thing to you from a quarterback?
Dependability.
Be there. Turn the ball over.
Yeah. I would just say, almost say availability. Yeah. The fact that... My thing is, okay, so if they don't have Jimmy, who do they have? Like if they could be in this quarterback jail if they don't have Jimmy G, if they don't have him, who would they have?
Any chance, thought at all, Shanahan says, I made this guy an MVP. I'll take Matt Ryan for the next 3 or 4 years.
Well, then you'd have to, obviously, that would have to be in some sort of trade deal. Yeah. And then the Falcons would need to dump a bunch of salary, and his would be one of them.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
And
I think that's
one year,
an option.
He's an MVP. I'm pretty sure I can do that again. Yeah, I think, yes. And I do wonder, Garoppolo, because, I mean, I just believe, like, sometimes, you know, when people around the league and when you hear things in the Super Bowl or post-Super Bowl, like, I just start to believe some of it when you hear that much little whispers about Shanahan, whether he trusted Garoppolo, right? And or how comfortable he is with Garoppolo. Like, those questions come up, but I felt like they weren't squashed, like, enough to believe that it wasn't true. So I think Shanahan questions this guy. And you're right. You need a quarterback that's going to be out there each and every week. And this year, I know they had a big win last week, and you know, now they've got you this week, but their schedule is a, man, I mean, I don't know how the hell they're a playoff team, because after they play you, it's Seattle, Green Bay, and New Orleans, bye week, Rams, Bills. You know, they still got Seattle again after that with Arizona. Like, I don't know how they get to 10 wins.
So if they don't
nine
make,
wins. So if they if don't they, get to the playoffs, what do? You
that's
move
right.
on.
I think you can find another quarterback at $25.5 million. And remember, Shanahan wanted Kirk Cousins. I'm not sure I understand why, but he wanted Kirk Cousins.
Because he had him in Washington.
Right, over Jimmy Garoppolo.
And he was successful
that's
in Washington.
That's right. He really liked him. So who would you want if you're the New England Patriots, if he's available? So at the end of the season, let's go on the premise that the 49ers say, we're moving on from Jimmy G. He becomes a free agent. Who do you want? Jimmy Garoppolo? Or do you bring Cam back for another season next year?
Oh, well, hell, after my rant yesterday, I'd be a fool if I took Cam Newton. I'm not that Cam Newton is not a good player, and not that you can't win with him. I'd rather take my chance with Jimmy Garoppolo. yes, I feel like the offense gets back to the way it was supposed to do, supposed to be. And ultimately, I think he's a better quarterback than Cam Newton at this point in time. What you're asking your quarterback to do, Jimmy Garoppolo is better at it. He's better at it. And he can still run. He can't. You're not going to run a bunch of RPOs, but you can win just as easily with Jimmy Garoppolo as you can Cam Newton.
Yeah, you'd have to tell me what they do with, like, the weapons. Because honestly, I feel like if
well, let's not even use the way they have.
Yeah, doesn't that make
let's
a difference?
Let's not use it. No, because they're both dealing. They're both have the same set of circumstances. Either they have great. Listen, the premise should be they have the best weapons in the world. Which one do you want? Do you want Cam or do you want Jimmy?
Or, well, if I have better, here's my point. If I have better weapons, guys, I feel confident about, then I would go with Garoppolo. But if I got the same crap I've had here in the last 2 years, I would sit there and say, well, you know, at least Cam Newton is a threat to run the football. That's one of the only threats I have right now. Like Garoppolo being quarterback with this group, like, I don't know.
Wait a second, but you saw the throws. Like if Jimmy G was quarterbacking that team on Sunday with the same amount of practice time and getting sick, he would have completed twice as many passes as Cam Newton.
My point is that
it's irrelevant.
It's Garoppolo to me. Okay, it's Garoppolo because I would hope that Bill's not going to do this 3 years in a row. I would hope that, you know, it's not going to be a you know, no tight ends in your offense and just this wide receiver group.
I think I answered that, Luke.
But I think it's Garoppolo, you know, because we'll see what the numbers are. Let's say they're both the same price. To me, it's still Jimmy Garoppolo at 29 years old.
The bigger question is, what would Bill Belichick do? And we all know that he really liked Jimmy Garoppolo, did not want to give up Jimmy Garoppolo at that time. I don't think anybody's looking back at the last few years saying that they made the wrong decision.
I think a lot of people are. What are you talking about?
I think they're crazy because you got the Super Bowls. It was a short-term deal, and you got what you wanted. Super Bowl, you won another one. You're not going to do that with Jimmy Garoppolo.
I think it was almost split at the time.
Yeah.
Or maybe a little bit more towards Brady.
But I think they were right in keeping Brady. Now it all rears its ugly head this year when there's no Brady, and now you're starting all over and you have Cam Newton. So the reason I think Bill would go with Jimmy Garoppolo is, one, he likes him. Two, he knows exactly what he can do that maybe he's not doing out there with the 49ers right now. And let's face it, it's going to cost him, best case scenario, $25 million to bring Cam back on a non-exclusive franchise tag. Well, a non-exclusive franchise tag.
Less than that, actually. We don't know what he's going to look like the rest of the year. I don't know if you realize this enough, but the price on Cam Newton is not $100 million, $130 million like Wiggy's thought.
Why not?
If this continues, you're going to... If you see from Cam Newton, like you saw the last 2 weeks, he's not your starting quarterback.
No. You're missing the point I made. The best
and
case
he won't
scenario...
to pay that much.
You're not going to give him a multi-year contract. I agree with you. Wiggy's wrong. They're not going to give him a multi-year contract. They're going to, if he plays even better than this the rest of the year, I still believe they're going to throw that non-exclusive tag at him.
The reason why Bill would want Jimmy here is to prove himself that he's right and to others that he was right. Yes, he's already seen what he can do. He knows what he can do. And maybe he can kind of still get in that ear. Shanahan's a good coach, but getting that ear about how to, like, you know, maybe avoid injury in the pocket, running with the football. But more importantly, I was right.
Yeah,
we never should have moved on from this guy. Yeah. This was the guy I wanted, and I'm going to show everybody I can win.
Okay, I'm going to emphasize your point. At one time, Bill Belichick was asked about Jimmy Garoppolo a few years ago, and this is what he said versus Tom Brady.
And certainly we have a good quarterback in Jimmy, and Jimmy can go out there and run everything that Tom can run. We've seen that. So I'm not saying that he's not capable or qualified to do it. He is, and he does a great job of it. And when we put Jimmy in there, it's really seamless. He can't, unless you were actually looking at the position, if you just could block out that position and say which guy was in their quarterback, I don't know if you would know a lot of times.
Damn. You wouldn't notice the difference.
Let's go. Twist the knife.
So
twist it.
So, and this was not now. This was years ago. So what it tells me is Bill is sitting there saying, we've got to change up our entire offense for Cam Newton. And it's not working as well as we thought it would. Matter of fact, if they can shut down the run, we don't really have an accurate passing game.
I think he looks at Jimmy Garoppolo and says, we can run all of that same stuff we were running for Tom Brady. And we can, as you just heard him say, seamless. You would not know notice the difference.
When we put Jimmy in there, it's really seamless.
Seamless.
But okay, because it's all about satisfaction. And I like the angle of, okay, I was right all along.
Yep.
It took us 3 years. But validation.
Yep.
I told you. I was right about moving on from him, but I had no choice, so I had to get rid of Jimmy G. And I drafted him. I knew he was going to be good. So I'm like 2 for 2 for quarterbacks. But there is something to the Cam Newton effect. Right. So the guy that you chose to replace Tom Brady with, there needs to be some sort of, hey, I can do it with anybody also. It doesn't matter who you give me, what you give me, when you give this person to me, or what's wrong with this person, or what his skill set is. I can fix him. Josh can fix him, right? And then it has something to do with, okay, you moved on to your new love. I moved on to my new love. Let's see who's the happiest when the honeymoon season is over. But ultimately, if he's a real just, you know, I'll be patient with my revenge and with my I told you so. It's got to be Jimmy. It's got to be Jimmy. Because Jimmy, I think, is the catalyst. Like, he's that's the birth. That's where everything started.
The only thing is how much has Cam Newton, like, opened their eyes? Like, you think Josh is sitting there saying, okay, listen, I know Cam right now, accuracy maybe isn't there. You know, he's gotten beat up. But, Bill, do you know how nice it is to have a quarterback, to be able to call a quarterback draw? Whatever quarterback roll out and pick up 15 or 20 in a broken play, like, you know, are they just sort of in love with that? That's where the league is going.
Yeah, but
now, I don't know if you could, you know, how do you say, I want a guy that can run like Cam, but is more accurate? Well, those are called the greatest quarterbacks in the game. But still, you wonder if they sit there and say, Jimmy's sitting in the pocket. Like, he can do all the stuff Tom Brady can do seamlessly. But does Bill want to do what Tom Brady did for him now
in
this
game, Patrick Mahomes,
in this league?
Lou, if you can get Patrick Mahomes, then you're right.
No,
because he can do all of that stuff. Cam can't throw the ball effectively, though. That's what you – and there's one thing about throwing it. He doesn't throw well on the run either. So it's not like, you know, what Wilson can do, and he can throw on that run. And so the defense is not sure. Is he going to take the ball and run? Is he throwing it? I think Cam is limited,
but
they win when he runs the ball effectively.
I will use Cam Newton's words, his own words from when he was on Greg Hill's show about the grass isn't always greener on the other side. Josh McDaniels can sit there, and for 20 years, he says, man, I wish I could run a bootleg. I wish I could run a quarterback counter, a quarterback draw, mm-hmm. a design run for my quarterback.
And now we
wish I could run the RPO.
Yep.
Woo, this is awesome, man. This is great. So you do it for a couple weeks, and you go, eh.
The grass is not always green on the other side.
It's a gimmick. It's a novelty. I won for 20 years doing it this way. 20 years. I have more evidence of being able to do without the whole running, without the whole this is the way the league is going. I don't need it. You know, it's a novelty item.
So
it's nice to have, but I think it's an add-on.
So now Josh is sitting there saying, man, these RPOs are fun. But why can't I have a guy to not hit a guy that's open now? Or find a guy that's open? Like, how do I get both?
Exactly.
No, but I wonder
why can't you
if,
have both?
You know, when you look at it and you see what Josh Allen's doing, trust me, the debate's still out there. But, you know, you watch that kid Herbert out in San Diego. You know, you watch some of these younger guys, even Burrow. He gets around a little bit as well. Tua, you're going to see him. And if they sit there and say, okay, this is where we're headed. You know, this is where we headed. You know, and I still think maybe the answer is still in the draft here at some point. But that guy, that athlete that can run, and then we could sort of go through the progressions with him and have him be that thrower, just that young quarterback, college quarterback type, because now they've seen what a running quarterback, the advantages of one. This guy isn't the perfect product by any means. But it's like a lot of teams do this. Now, these are the new quarterbacks. Like, there's not. I mean, how great is it if you're an offensive coordinator, third and eight, you call up a play, it doesn't work. Damn, all of a sudden there goes your quarterback for 12, first down. Man, that's a nice luxury. Haven't had that one in like 20 years.
But in the end, you rather have a guy that can just, because the receiver's job is to catch the ball, get open and catch the ball. Your job is just to throw the ball. Let them do their job. Like, I've had so many quarterback coaches and offensive coordinators say, why are you running? The guy, throw it to him. Let him do it. Let him do it. This whole new wave of quarterbacks that are running only exists because college is giving us quarterbacks that can run. Colleges are giving us the RPO. Auburn, Oregon, Clemson, Alabama doesn't do it. They just started doing it, but they are old school pro style eye back. They don't do any of that stuff. So much that Nick Saban tried to get it out of college football, tried to get the hurry up offense out of football, politicked for it. And they fought back against it, worked on the refs, worked on the NCAA, worked on the conference, and because he didn't want to sit there and have to change his own way of thinking. But they fought back and they won. All right, so here we go.
I think I'm going to stick with my take from 3 years ago that Jimmy G will be the next quarterback of the New England Patriots.
I can see.
And the sirens going, baby! Right.
But I still think Jimmy G, honestly, would be a stopgap. No, he knows what he can do. He brings him in for a couple years. And ultimately, I think it's just a stopgap.
Well, that's the other thing, though. You're buying 3 years because he's 3 years younger than Cam, right? So you're buying 3 years. And I'm not sure you're going to, with the New England Patriots, you're not going to have a quarterback who hangs around for 20 years. I don't think that is ever going to happen ever again. Coming up next, we are 2 games away, 12 days, I believe, 13 days away from the trading deadline. Normally, you look at the New England Patriots as buyers. Is it possible? They could be sellers. We get to that coming up next right here on OMF.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, back here on OMF. The season is just moving along here. It is week 7 in the NFL, and we all know what week 8 means. It means the trading deadline. So here's the situation with your New England Patriots. They are 2-3 to this point through 5 games. The bye has gone bye-bye, so they're playing every single week from here on in.
Yeah.
The next 2 games are San Francisco at home and Buffalo up there in Buffalo. Is it possible? Is it possible they're 2-5 when we get to the trading deadline? And if that is the case, what does Bill do? Is he a buyer? Or is he looking at this thing and saying it's time to move on to 2021?
Well, I would ask the question, because you just split it down the middle. You know, so let's say they're 3-4. Let's say they go 1-1 the next two, right?
Which is probably a realistic
way of
looking at
it. Doesn't it really matter kind of what happens in that Bills game? The Bills play the Jets. You're talking about 2 more weeks for the deadline. Try to figure out who you are. So the Bills go to 5-2, correct? Like, nobody can lose to the Jets, can they?
I would be shocked.
Okay, so 5-2, you drop to go to 2-4, or 3-3. So you're right there. That Bills game will have everything. I mean, you win if you beat the Bills, maybe you're game out. You lose to the Bills, you could be 3 games out. Like, you could be something in that area. So, yes, I think that there's a real possibility that they are sellers. So the question is, who's there to sell? I think there's a couple obvious candidates that I think you could sell. And I think that would be Steph Gilmore and Joe Tooney.
Okay.
Sell.
Okay, keep going.
So Steph Gilmore redoes his deal, right? They don't give him more money. They take from next year. So instead of making 14 and 14, he makes 21 and 7. So $7 million next year. Does anybody believe that Steph Gilmore is going to play at $7 million next year?
He's got a lot of penalties.
With a $16.5 million cap hit? You think the Pats are going to do that? Or they're going to trade him, right? They're going to move on from him. They're not going to give him a four-year $18 million per like the corners of this league are going to be getting. They're not going to extend him, are they? That's not going to happen. This is it for Gilmore. When we finally saw the way that contract was put together, we realized this is it for Gilmore. They're not going to give him an extension. He's not going to play for $7 million next year. He'll play for $14 this year.
Why couldn't they just sit there and just redo the deal? I mean, part of their way of showing their appreciation for him is he outplayed his contract.
Okay,
so he, you know, there were some rumblings there. So he said, okay, let's just give him next year's money now. Let's give it to him now. Show him like, hey, we're doing something. We do appreciate what you've done. Okay, you're the MVP of the league. So next year, I do think there will be a problem because he'll say, I'm not playing for $7 million, and they will say, well, we already gave you that money. We gave it to you up front.
He's going
to
be 31 years old next year. You think they give him an extension and pay, and you think he's going to take like a team-friendly deal?
I think they can easily, with him, since he's already been willing, because part of the Patriots' way of keeping their own players is having a willing partner to manipulate the cap and the salary. So that's what they've already been able to do.
Did he seem like a willing partner this year when he just took a couple personal days off right before he got a new deal?
Well, I mean, listen, he's not the first guy to sit there and play hardball with the Patriots.
So next year it's seven. He's going to be happy.
So wait, so you think that there will be no negotiation?
I think they move him in the offseason.
Well, see, I would sit there and say, one, it depends on how he plays. Does it look significantly worse this year than he did last year? And even if it looks worse, is he still a top five corner? And then what's that worth? Is that worth me diving back in for two more years for, call it, $22 million, something like that? I think he's a guy that they would. Now, listen, if he's all business, if he's Revis, if he's Ty Law, then you're right. Trade me. I'll make more money with some other team that'll value me for 2 years and overpay me.
I don't think they trade either one of those guys during the trading deadline, though. I think when you look at the guard position and Joe Tooney,
that's a different. Tooney's different to me.
Yeah, well, Tooney's $14.8 million because that's the franchise tag, and I'm not sure when you get to the offseason, even in a long term deal, whether Joe Tooney wants to go well below $14.8 million. He doesn't want to do that. That's the average of the top five at that position. Then you've got Shaq Mason. You've got him for 3 more years, and he's averaging $7.5 million. And, oh, yeah, you've got a sixth-round draft pick right now in Michael Onwenu, who they like an awful lot, that you could get really cheap here for the next couple of years. One of those two guards is gone in the offseason. But I don't see how you do it right now, Lou, with the uncertainty you have with your offensive line. I just don't see Bill, even at 2-5, I don't see him throwing the towel in. I just don't. I wouldn't be surprised if he makes deals. I don't think he'll make anything dramatic that will affect next year's team. And who knows? Maybe those draft picks are worth a lot
more. Coming off this week's offensive line performance, obviously you'd sit there and say, no, that ain't happening. Andrews is back at practice today, right?
Yes.
Okay, you're good there.
By the way, Bo Allen is a real person. He showed up at practice today.
Wait, who?
Bo Allen.
Who's that?
the guy they got, remember? They got him in the offseason?
Oh, from Tampa.
Tampa.
Has a great mustache.
I'm just talking about offensive line. So Andrews is back. Ferentz is going to get off this list, right? So, I mean, he's not going to miss he might miss this week, but I doubt it.
Shaq
Mason will be back, right?
Yes.
Okay, and Isaiah Wynn is there. So, to me, it's like the same offensive line, and then Tooney's out, and Onwenu plays left guard. This is for everybody who thinks they're going to be sellers, or buyers, rather. Unfortunately, there is a real possibility that you're 2-5 after the next 2 weeks. So if you're 2-5, does that change your opinion? You lose to San Fran, you lose to Buffalo. Does that change your opinion at all?
I still do not.
And they're
believe,
5-2?
I wouldn't be surprised that a guy traded away. At a guy being traded away from one position because they have a need at another position. But I just don't see Bill throwing that towel in. I don't. This early, I don't see it.
I would say I think the Tooney thing, I think, is a little bit different. But I think their issues at offensive line are way too bad. It's pathetically bad. They can't afford to get rid of him. And they've already kind of paid him. But they won't keep him. They won't franchise him again. I think here's the guy. So as far as sellers, so the only two guys that they could sell are two of your best players on your team.
Right, but are they deep at corner?
Yes.
Is it when you find at a guard
as
in the sixth
now,
round.
Yes.
As of now, I get it. But, you know, this whole, like, you know, you don't see Bill doing it. It's like, okay, yeah, I don't really care whether I see him doing it or not. I'm telling you that they should. Because next year, if they can get a couple more draft picks, I don't know, you tell me, what can you get for Gilmore, for a year and a half of Gilmore? Or maybe some team that is looking to extend him because they have a corner. You know, we talked before about Seattle. They can't do it because they gave up 2 firsts and a 3rd for Jamal Adams. But how many teams would love to have Gilmore? How many teams would love to have Tooney, a guy that can play left guard, all-pro left guard, and maybe even center in a pinch given all the injuries? So you can give me 2 more picks going into next year's draft, and what have you lost on this team if it's 2-5? You know, J.C. Jackson, Jonathan Jones, J.C. McCourty. Okay, you've got some depth there. Juwan Williams, you know, and you found a guard in the 6th round. Like, to me, you make trades when you build on depth and if you don't believe in your team. So, you know, Bill can be stubborn at 2-5 and just not want to throw in the towel, but is that the smart move to make in the future to help you in next year's draft to possibly, I don't know, package it and move up and maybe get a quarterback of the future?
So how about this one from Jeff Howe? If I'm the Patriots, I say screw it and call the Texans about J.J. Watt just to see if he's available what it would cost.
What do you negotiate with Jack Easterby? Hey, Jack, how are those Bible studies doing? Are you doing good? Hey, so how's everybody doing internally, right? Because you're their life coach.
He's got one more year in his contract, and we all know he can't stay on the field. That has been a major problem, and he's up there in age. I think he's just throwing that out for giggles, right? I mean,
just for what? Star power?
Yeah.
SWAT ability?
Yeah.
Like if you only have so many trades to make, given like assets you want to give up, is J.J. Watt even in the top 10?
No. I mean, if that's the case, why don't we throw in Aaron Donald? F it. Screw it. Aaron Donald. That's the guy I want. And if we're going to play make-believe, let's do that. Because I would say if you really want to be honest, like the reality is what they really need to do, and God help them if they don't, is just go out there and spend the money on a tight end. That's what I feel like the one position that could really help Cam is the tight end. He's always had one. He's always relied on one. He's comfortable throwing the ball to one. You don't have one. You're not using them. And by the time these guys figure it out, Cam will probably be gone. Probably won't resign here. Probably going to go in a different direction. I don't know what you're going to do. And if you do keep him, it's for one more year, so hell, screw it. You know, you can still keep that tight end for 2 years.
See,
he's still going to need him.
And listen, we're 2 weeks away, but any other team in this town, if they had that, you know, a winning percentage of whatever 2-5 is, it would be a no-brainer. It'd be an obvious call. Well, because it's the Patriots? Like, Bill can't do it? Like, what's wrong with realistically looking at your team and saying, yeah, this isn't our year. So, I'll be back next year. You know, so I'm going to get some more draft capital next year to maybe not just use on picks, to maybe trade and upgrade my team or move up in the draft and get a quarterback I love or something, an impact player that I love. Like, any other team in this town, we'd be screaming for. But because it's the Patriots, we say, Bill would never do it?
Yeah, I think they might do a deal. Ross has been talked about and other receivers
John
out
Ross.
There. But I don't think what he's going to do, that he's not going to screw up anything for 2021. So he's not going to give up an awful lot. I think the Mohamed Sanu trade last year backfired on them badly. And because of that, they're not going to give up, for a good receiver, a solid draft pick. They're not going to do it because next year it would really kill you if you gave up a second-round draft pick or a high draft pick. That would be death for you because that's going to be fairly high draft pick.
You keep talking about adding. Like, you just keep talking about adding. And I'm telling you that this team's going to be should be in a position to sell after
they're not going to do a
weeks.
Fire sale. This won't be Atlanta, I do not believe. Do you, Christian?
Should be.
Do you think it'll be a fire sale?
No. I don't think they have much to sell. It's more like a garage sale.
Yeah. Value.
Like, what are you selling?
Yeah, that's not their mentality.
Get rid of a guy.
Just don't buy it.
It's not
early.
Baseball, though. See, you're in baseball mode.
Get rid of a guy a year early mode. Rather than a year late. Steph Gilmore, Joe Tooney are not going to be on your football team next year. Why in God's name would you keep them if your record's 2-5?
See, I would say Tooney, no. Gilmore, yes. Tooney, no.
Be.
Gilmore, yes.
Okay. So,
Gilmore
big game coming up
Gilmore
Sunday.
Will be. Tooney will not.
Big game coming up Sunday against the San Francisco 49ers. Are we going to see a repeat of what we saw this past week? No excuses this week. You've got plenty of practice, and we just gave you the list. There are players coming back to practice healthy this week. We'll get to the game coming up next right here on OMF.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, back here on OMF, the Patriots get back to work this Sunday. They have a full week of practice. At least we believe there's going to be a full week of practice. And if that's the case, I'm sorry, they're favored in this game against the 49ers. And we saw the 49ers the other night. They looked pretty damn good. On the other hand, the Patriots are still favored in this game. This is a game, I guess, that you should win. You certainly are capable of doing it. So if you break this one down, Christian, you tell me, what does Bill Belichick, he likes to stop one thing out there, and force a team to go beat us in a different manner. What do you do? Who do you shut down?
Well, I mean, I'll give you a hint. I'm gonna ask for some sound, and then based on the sound, you tell me who you think they're going to stop.
Yeah, Kittle's a great player. He does everything well. I put him right at the top of the league there. Period. Ability to run, catch, get open, after the catch, block. I mean, he does everything at a high level. Again, as good as anybody that I've coached or as good as anybody that we played against. If you don't pay enough attention to him, then, you know, he can kill you. You know, he's in a great system. You know, he's a great player. I think there's a tight end in the league, and we've seen a lot of good ones and had a lot of good ones, but I don't think there's anybody in the league that does everything overall as well as he does. Really doesn't have any weak points at all. Just outstanding at every phase of the game.
Jeez.
There it is.
Jeez. I mean, have you heard him, you know, glow and shine on a guy as much as he just did George Kittle?
What was the punter?
Yeah, who's
Heckler?
Heckler, that's right, for the Rams. That's a good point, Glenn, because that was the last time I've seen him just openly gush over a player. I mean, it's obvious who the guy is. I mean, it's easy. I mean, remember Darren Waller? Darren Waller tied in for the Las Vegas Raiders. Jed just had a game where he had 12 catches. I mean, they were throwing him the ball all over the place. He's lining up here. He's lining up there. I mean, Bill gave a similar, diagnosis and analysis of Darren Waller. But George Kittle is better. And when they decided to stop Darren Waller, he went from 12 catches to 2 catches for 9 yards. And that first catch didn't even come until the second half, and it was insignificant. It didn't even matter.
Yeah, remember after that game, though? I think it was right away after that game, Gruden was like, well, he was open. And I remember watching that game and then putting a package together of how the Patriots are shutting down Darren Waller. And they showed 4 consecutive plays where he was open, like running away from defenders. And I'm like, I don't know if Derek Carr was just like, he's going to try to take out Waller. I'm not even going to look at him. Because I do think that he was open, you know, at times, and he just didn't throw him the football. But this is definitely the guy that you shut down.
No question.
Yeah, so it's funny because what Bill likes to do, I mean, he really likes to butter up the guys. I mean, he will sit there and just shine all over them. He will talk highly, praise them, like to just it's almost to, you know, ease up their defenses.
If you don't pay enough attention to him, then, you know, he can kill you.
So Kittle actually heard about this, or somebody actually brought it to his attention. He was on Schefter's podcast, and Schefter brought it up. you know, and asked Kittle if he'd heard about it. Kittle's like, sure, my mom sends me all the clippings. So they were all proud and excited that Bill was actually gushing over George Kittle because George has never played out here, never been out here in Boston. And here's what George said.
Did you happen to hear what their head coach, Bill Belichick, said about you this week?
Yeah, my mom sent me the link to the article as soon as it came out. She makes sure that I see everything that is said about me. It's incredible. I mean, coming from a coach like Coach Belichick, who a future Hall of Fame coach, and you know, he's a guy that because of the success he's had and how long he's sustained it, he knows what he's talking about. And so to get a compliment like that from him, it means a lot. And it just makes me excited even more to play this Sunday and go out there and just prove that I belong in that conversation.
They're not going to have the success they had against Waller that they want to have against Kittle.
This guy's a better player. All they say about Waller, this guy's a better player.
He is better. He knows about it. And this guy's got a screw loose.
Yes.
He's got a screw loose. You think about the happy-go-lucky guys like Travis Kelce. He's soft.
Right.
He is soft as puppy poop. I'm telling you, this guy is a little psycho. He's crazy. And I know that organization, especially that offensive room, especially that tight end room, they're looking at what happened with Darren Waller, and they're using that as some sort of inspiration. That's not going to happen to us.
Listen, he's already figured it out. He was on that Schefter podcast you were just referring to, and he expects that Belichick's going to try to take him out of the game.
No, they know it. They know it. They do it to everybody. Who else would you do? Who else would you focus on?
That'd be it. I mean,
your tailback is
Mostert's out.
Wait, is he officially out with the ankle?
Yeah, high ankle.
He's out.
IR. So they got Jerick McKinnon. You know, they're going to have him. Wilson's like short yardage guy. But no, Ayuk, Debo, Samuel.
Samuel, I'd be concerned about.
Yeah, Debo is like we saw last week. I mean,
but
you saw he had six catches for 66 yards. Every pass was behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
So this is what they do with Debo. And yeah, okay, now you got to tackle. We got to whatever, you know, discipline and whatever. Bring him to the ground. But there's also
no Bosa. No Solomon. Their defensive Sherman's been out.
So they get tons of injuries.
So when Ford's out.
This is a very winnable game for the Patriots.
No, so when you sit there and go, okay, so now the line always kind of confuses me. So you sit there and go, after that performance the Patriots put out there and losing to the Denver Broncos, you would sit there and automatically go, hey, the 49ers should win. The 49ers should come to the East Coast and be able to beat up on the Patriots. But the Patriots are favored. And I don't, it's like, and we should have learned our lesson. At least I should have learned my lesson last week when we had Lombardi on, kind of referencing the line and how it was a little curious to him. It didn't make any sense. Something didn't smell right when it came to the line against two teams that were similar. The Broncos and the Patriots are similar. Wow.
See, I
we found out they weren't similar. Actually, the Broncos are better.
I don't agree with that they should win this game. Why should they win this game?
Because like,
who are they?
They're the favorite.
Oh, because they're a 3-4-point favorite. Like, they should win. They can. I would say they can win this game. But I don't think this is one of those games where, like, you know, they should win. I mean, they should beat the Jets. There's no question about that.
Right,
but they should beat the Niners.
Teams.
Like, they got a chance of beating the Niners. But
well, if they don't win this game,
I would put it in the should category.
Okay. If they don't win this game,
then they are who I thought they were.
Right. Then you can't write off the previous week leading up to the Denver game as they simply weren't prepared. They didn't have the practice, okay? Then suddenly what suddenly emerges here is a much different view of what the Patriots are. Because
a more realistic one, I like to call
it. I'm not sure this team that they're playing this Sunday is a playoff team, because of all of the injuries they have, okay? They've been decimated. So I don't think they are what anybody thought they were going to be before the season began. Plus, they're a team coming from the West Coast to the East Coast. Granted, it's a later afternoon game, so it's more like a 1 o'clock game for them on their time clock. But I think this is the type of game, especially what happened last week, this is the type of game the Patriots, even though I'm not crazy about the Patriots winning 12 or 13 games, this is a game you win.
Well, I'll tell you what, the Patriots need it more than they do. The Patriots, well, I mean, maybe not, but as far as staying into it.
They both need it.
They do because what the 49ers are, what,
3-3? 3-3. They got
like
I said, Seattle a couple more times. They play, their schedule is a bitch.
So they're probably looking at you saying, hey, we have to beat the teams we're supposed to beat. We're supposed to beat the Patriots. Seattle, a little bit different story. Rams, maybe a little bit different. Okay, they're in our division. Arizona's playing really well. They're going to be challenging. I don't know. This one is the more you look at it and dissect it, it really should be more of a toss-up. And I know, I think the Patriots favored by like 3.
Yeah, it should be a toss-up.
It should be a toss-up.
This is called reality weekend. Reality sets in weekend.
Yeah, I would say reality weekend is the best way of describing it.
Yeah.
Forget about what happened last week, because they did have some excuses for what happened.
And they used them,
You
boy.
Got no excuses
oh,
this
they
week.
Do use
boy,
them.
Did they use
No, they're not really
yeah.
excuses.
You got no excuses.
They're reasons.
Kansas
the reasons
City
why.
Quarterback situation. Last week, we didn't practice. All right, well, practice this week against the Niners and lose that game. Now what are we going to hear? It's
we
reality weekend.
Excuses.
They lose this game this weekend to San Fran. They'll lose it.
Yeah, you know, the funny thing when you're talking about the excuses, it's something the Patriots never bring up, and yet we heard it from the players. We heard it from Bill Belichick. He brought it up numerous times about the lack of practice. When he's talking about specific players, he's sitting there, well, we didn't have enough practice. We didn't. That is so unusual. Bill usually does not fall for that, because I think he's fearful that his players are going to justify why they lost, because they didn't have practice. So why did Bill Belichick keep on talking about lack of practice? And the players did as well. Why?
I mean, you, I don't know. You tell me.
I think it was devastating
I
last
mean,
week.
It,
I think there's
like,
a frustration.
Because he's embarrassed.
There.
No, I think Bill. I think Bill knows he's got. He doesn't have a good football team. Maybe, and they're questioning themselves, and he's giving them an excuse this week.
He's hiding behind it.
No, he's hiding behind it because he's trying to build his team back up again.
Oh, that's what it is.
Because he realizes that they're not that good, and rather than be like, oh, you know, like God, we suck this week. No, guys, it was just because we didn't practice.
We
trust
need to
me.
Practice together.
I think he's just reading the room, to be honest
yeah,
with you.
I agree.
This isn't him. How many times have we heard him say no excuses?
We never make excuses.
Right. We never make excuses.
Right.
Next man up.
We never make excuses.
How many times have they walked into a game with their top two or three targets out, whether it's Gronk and Edelman, together, and you're like, what do you do? How do you move the ball? We don't make excuses, Lou.
Next man up,
next
Lou.
Next man up, Lou. That's how we, in a Patriots way, Lou. This is what we do, Lou.
Lou.
And now all of a sudden it is, well, right away, post-game and all week, we haven't practiced. We need to practice more. You know, that really hurt us.
I don't
yeah,
think
I'm just
I
amazed
that way, Lou.
Really?
I'm amazed at how many times we've heard it from them this past week, because they never do make these excuses. They're either totally frustrated, and it was a lot worse than we thought it was over the last couple of weeks, or as Lou said, this is Bill's little
this is mind
shrink
game.
Play. He's going to play a little game here with these guys.
Oh,
get into their
so,
head.
So Mulligan's
say to them, okay,
exists
boys,
now.
Don't worry. This is
oh.
why you lost.
Oh, okay.
Now, yep. He might
so,
do that.
So
maybe.
Mulligan's exists. Like we're allowed one get out of jail free card. That's the way it's working now.
But you, I'm confused, Bill. I'm confused. I don't know what to think. I don't know what to say. How should I? What should I do?
We need more time together. We need to practice together. We need to execute them.
How many times did he say that, guys? He said it an awful lot. Here's Dan. Dan's in Cranston, Rhode Island. What do you got, Dan? Hello, Dan.
Bam. Say
okay,
goodbye to
see
Dan.
You later, Dan. I can't.
I was really curious because he said the Niners in the same spot the Patriots were last week. The hell are you talking about? That was his comment.
Did they miss practice?
Did they miss practice?
Did they get COVID list?
What the Christ are we talking about?
Yeah, I feel like the COVID is I haven't seen any major pop-ups of COVID lately.
Everything's been good.
I mean, the entire league, not just the Patriots, but the entire
league.
No,
that's what I'm saying, yeah.
So James White was not at practice there, right? So that was earlier from today. Now, is anyone thinking that's COVID-related? Because I feel like that's the kind of way it starts, and I heard that he's supposed to be on Dale and Keith's show tomorrow.
I don't know.
Well, we'll find out with the injury report coming up at 4 o'clock, whether it is an injury or is it. If it's not injury, what is it? See, if you have the sniffles, though, and we talked an awful lot about this. If you have any, like a cold, they have to send you home now.
Yeah, maybe he's got the sniffles.
And maybe he doesn't have COVID, but he's got, you know, he just
wasn't
has
that
a cold.
A new rule in this league? Didn't they put that out there last year? If you have sniffles, you have to isolate?
Last year?
No, this year. Wasn't that one of the new protocols?
Yes.
I know it's hard to
yes,
keep up with.
I know.
Yeah, it's one of the new ones.
Because it was one that they came up last week with Odell. And it came up with Melvin Gordon. You know, he missed the game. You know, Odell, did he get left home? He had the sniffles. Yet, I don't know. He didn't have to isolate for 3 games. He played in that game. I thought that you would have noticed. So, we have sniffles. We talked about it. How many guys are going to sit there and say, yeah, I got a runny nose? Okay, you got to sit for the next 3 days. You can't come into practice or miss a game. That ain't going to happen. No, I'm curious to see what James White is. Because you're right, non-injury related. You're like, uh-oh, here we go. Remember last week we had Ferentz. That was it. We didn't find out about the other 3 until game day.
Yeah.
Even though there
see,
was
the
some
only
rumors
other thing I would caution,
floating around.
The only other thing I would caution with James White is we know his mother's recovering down in Florida. Is it possible that he had to leave and go down there? They let him go down there to be with his mother. I mean, that's the thing with James White. It might be something related to the family because he's gone through this tragedy. Let's try to find out what Dan from Cranston was trying to get to. Go ahead, Dan. Make your point.
Sorry about that. Two things real quick. So the Patriots are in the exact same spot the Niners were in after being embarrassed by Miami at home. They were 2-3. Your season is kind of on the line. Time to circle the wagons, right? So the difference I see right now is, even though as wounded as the Niners are, they still have a lot of good talent, especially at the skill positions. And I think you guys were alluding to this is the reality week. I think, like, you know, the Patriots are favored right now basically based on reputation. Yep. Like, they're never going to lose three games in a row. Yep. And I think if they get smoked this week, this is when you're going to know, you know, 6-10's right on the window.
Yep.
That's the way I see it.
I think I agree. I think this game is a barometer because there are no excuses with this one. You've had a full week of practice.
What do you expect the next two? Do they go 1-1?
Yes, that's what I would expect.
Sure, okay.
Yeah, we'll I would expect that you go 1-1 over the next two. And is that fair? No, I think it's fair if they're going 1-2. A 1-1 over the next two games.
Okay.
Makes sense. This hour's been brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, locations in Salem, New Hampshire, and Dedham, right next door to Legacy Place. Do not forget Teddy Bruschi. It's Teddy Bruschi Day coming up at 4:30.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.